This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, first and foremost, Eid Mubarak to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your siyam, your qiyam, your tilawat al-Quran, and bless you and accept all your du'as and give you the best of reward for Ramadan. Quick reminder about the method of Salatul Eid. We do this only two times a year, so we forget. Here is a quick reminder. Some things before Salatul Eid. It is mustahab, it is preferred, it is liked to have a shower, to wear your best clothes, to wear perfume, and to go to the place of Eid. Rasulullah ﷺ recommended even women who are menstruating, who cannot pray, should still go and listen to the khutbah which happens at that place. So they will go there, they will sit separately from others and they will pray. Going to the place of Eid with all your family, this is mustahab, children, women, everybody. Now, having said that, it is even more important to observe the laws of the land relating to COVID. Because the preservation of human life is the fundamental principle in Islam after Tawheed. After not joining partners with Allah, the number one principle is fundamental principle is preservation of human life. It is so important that even things which are normally haram are permissible and become halal if they are required to preserve human life. So do not do anything at all to endanger yourself or others or to give a bad name to Islam and Muslim, because that's what's going to happen. If you do things which are potentially endangering, then you are not only going to be at fault, but you will also bring a bad name to Islam and Muslims and be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't do that. So if you are living in a country where congregations are discouraged or they are banned, do not go. Pray your Eid Salah in your home. It is perfectly valid. You can pray by yourself alone. It is valid. You can pray with your own family. It is valid. Don't collect the whole neighborhood for that. Just yourself and your family, your salah is valid. Follow the method I'm telling you. Your salah is perfectly valid. You do not have to go to the Eidgah or to the masjid for Eid Salah. Do not do anything which is violating of the law which is in your country, wherever you are living. Ensure that you follow those laws which are meant for the safety and protection for everybody. And as I said, don't do something which will put yourself in trouble as well as give a bad name to Islam and Muslims. You will be responsible before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, method of salah. First, niyyah. We make the intention, and the place for the intention is in the heart. Intention need not be said aloud. And the intention is that you are there to pray two rakat of Salatul Eid. Then, method. First, like any salah, it begins with Takbir al-Tahrim. Allahu Akbar, you raise your hands to your ears and you fold your hands. Allahu Akbar, that is Takbir al-Tahrim. Then you recite Sana. After that, seven Takbirs. Seven times you say Allahu Akbar. So Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So seven times. After the seventh Allahu Akbar, you say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Suratul Fatiha, and then a second surah. The second surah, Rasulullah ﷺ, there are two reports. In one report, Nabi ﷺ recited Suratul Qaf in the first rakat, and he recited Suratul Qamar in the second rakat. In another report, he recited Suratul Ala in the first rakat, and he recited Suratul Ghashiya in the second rakat. But if you know those surahs, you can recite them. If you don't know those surahs, you can recite from anywhere in the Quran, any surah. These surahs also, you need not recite the whole surah. You can recite some ayat, that is also sufficient. And you can recite something completely different anywhere in the Quran. Any surah or any ayat are perfectly valid. Your salah is good. No problem. If you recite these surahs, you also get the benefit of the sunnah. Alhamdulillah. So, Suratul Fatiha, second surah. Then you go into ruku and sujood. In the second rakat, when you come back up from and you stand up from sajda, you say Allahu Akbar. This takbir is not part of the count. Then you say five times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So again, you raise your hand, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And you fold your hands. And then you complete the salah against Surah Al-Fatiha, second surah, ruku and sujood and taslim, salah. Now, you can raise your hands or you can just say Allahu Akbar. This is fine. Both of them are okay. If you are just saying Allahu Akbar, please ensure if you are praying behind the imam, then don't say it loudly, just in a subdued tone. That is sufficient. Your salah is valid. Right? So, I hope this is clear. Takbir-e-Tahrima, Allahu Akbar. Sana, after that, seven takbirat. Please understand, takbir-e-Tahrima and the takbir that you come up from sajda, this doesn't count. The seven are in addition to that. So, it's seven additional takbirs, and in the second rakat, it is five additional takbirs. So, seven and five. First rakat, seven times Allahu Akbar, in addition to to takbir-e-Tahrima. In the second rakat, five times Allahu Akbar, in addition to the takbir that we stood up from sujood. I hope this is clear. Jazakumullahu khairan. Once again, Eid Mubarak to all of you. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.